Deep into the earth I go. Deep into the earth I know. Deep into the earth I go. Deep into the earth I know. Hold my hand, sister. Hold my hand. Hold my hand, sister. Hold my hand. Deep into the earth I go. Deep into the earth I know. Deep into the earth I go. Deep into the earth I know. Hold my hand, sister. Hold my hand. Hold my hand, sister. Hold my hand.
Hello, I'm Salma Morningstar, and I have Dominique Luna Blackwell with me here today. And thank you so much for agreeing to do this preview interview. We're super excited about the Womb-Centered Healing Temple opening summit that's coming up. It's going to be, the summit is starting on October 31st. And we had a lovely interview, Dominique, for the summit. And I would love for you to share about what you're enjoying about being involved in this summit and the Womb-Centered Healing Temple.
Yeah, Salma, I want to thank you so much for creating this space and this platform for women to come together with their wisdom and for us to really share, you know, what is present in our wombs and what is present in our hearts and how we can help other women connect with their wombs and their hearts and heal from all of this collective trauma that we seem to be carrying in our consciousness and in our DNA. And I'm really excited to be part of this community of women that are centered in their wombs and centered in creation, and really honored to be part of this summit so that we can, you know, help steward this new way of living for young girls and other women that have lost touch with their wombs to regain that power again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you feel, I've noticed you feel particularly connected with young women and preparing the way for your daughter to have a more connected experience of her womb, and having this way prepared for all young people coming into the world to have a more connected overall experience of life through the womb. And I don't want to ask you too many in-depth questions because I want to share, save some of that for the interview in the summit. But maybe you can just share one thing that you're hoping to give, to provide, to help your daughter to have in regards to her connectivity with life and with her womb that maybe you didn't have growing up. What are you must have something. I'm going to make sure my daughter knows this.
Yeah. I, you know, we touched in my interview about my coming of age story, and I'm really wanting to give her a coming of age ceremony for when she starts her moon time to be that of something sacred, and to give her tools and how to give that blood back to the earth. And if there's one thing I could teach her, it would definitely be that, and how to give her moon blood back to the earth in a good way when she comes of age. I mean, I've got a ways. I've got at least, you know, 7 or 8 years if she has it around 13, like I did.
Mm-hmm. And so it seems like there might be some preparation you're doing along the way. Are there any like fairy tales that you tell her, or you know, rituals that you do now that will prepare her? Or do you share with her? Well, I think you shared with me a little bit that you're very open about your own menstruation and your own personal ceremonies. So she's seeing you doing this, and that's preparing her.
yeah. She is. She sees me work with my moon blood. She sees it when I'm, you know, sometimes she's in the bathroom when I'm emptying out my cup, and sometimes she is with me when I'm doing ceremony. I usually like to do my moon blood ceremonies alone, but she has been with me a couple times. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just being around it is really like normalizing it and seeing that this is something that mommy does and it's something that's sacred, and just bearing witness to it, I feel like is so powerful in itself.
You know, this topic is so deeply touching to me. I have a hard time resisting asking you more questions for this preview interview, but I just wonder one thing. Has she ever shared her experiences with this with other young friends and come back to you and said, you know, so-and-so said that her mommy doesn't do that? Or, you know, have you ever like noticed anything or heard anything from her where there's friction between what goes on between the two of you around that and what her experience of other children it might be?
You know, not yet. Uh-huh. She hasn't brought up to her friends yet, but she does say, because we call the moon Grandmother Moon, uh-huh. And she does tell me, mommy, so-and-so doesn't call it Grandmother Moon. She calls her just Moon. Uh-huh. And I don't have any friends that call it Grandmother Moon, but we call her Grandmother Moon because she's uh-huh. And I'm just like, yes.
Okay. So she's taking, she's receiving the sacredness of that, these kinds of ceremonies and rituals that you are establishing as something precious that she can own, as opposed to something that makes her weird or different or anything like that, but something very precious. Mm-hmm. So beautiful. Thank you so much. That just, it warms my heart to hear about your stories about that. And so thank you so much for sharing once again with us. And those of you who want to hear more about this from our interview and other interviews that we have in the Womb-Centered Healing Temple Opening Summit, you can sign up in the link in the comments below. And the summit begins on October 31st. So it's coming up quick. It'll go through November 12th. And there'll be, you know, several recorded interviews with various speakers, including our lovely Dominique. And we'll be sharing more in depth about our journeys with womb-centered healing. And so thank you. I really look forward to seeing all of you there and sharing this beautiful wisdom that we're all bringing into the temple. And so be well, and I look forward to seeing you all there. Thank you, Dominique.
Thank you, Sama. Blessings.
So that is the preview interview, pre-excerpt of the interview, the full interview, in which we go much deeper into this discussion. And so if you would like to hear the full interview as well as the interviews that I did with 22 other women, including an interview that I had one of those women do with me to talk about my womb-centered healing journey, then please sign up for the Womb-Centered Healing Temple Opening Summit at wombcenteredhealing.com. And the opening ceremony, there'll be a live opening ceremony on the 31st of October 2018 at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So sign up to gain access to that opening ceremony, and there will be several other ceremonies and live bonus events going on during the 12-day or 13-day summit. So look forward to seeing you there. All right, take care.